Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the reunion tour is over, Donnie. I do. It's kind of sad. I feel bad saying that, but I mean, I think Kutch is going to look for more of a regular role, and I think the Pirates can't afford to pay a DH who didn't really produce all that much last season $5 million. I took Ben Cherington coming back as Andrew McCutchen not coming back.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jason Mackey was on the Fan Hotline yesterday during the PM team right around 2:35, and that is when he said those words, that the reunion tour with Andrew McCutchen and the Pirates, he believes, is over, because he felt as if the Pirates retaining Ben Cherington means that Andrew McCutchen would be done in black and gold. McCutchen may be looking for something a little bit more full-time, we could say, as a player. And I don't know if the Pirates will do that, given the numbers that he just put up over the past season. Now, to McCutchen's credit, and I have said this so many times over the last couple of years, the 3 years spent here in Pittsburgh to possibly end his career in 23, 24, and 25, even though he was a below average player, and for a DH, you want to get much more of an offensive output than what he was able to do. The Pirates were so putrid on offense, he was still one of their better players at 38 years old. The OPS plus at 95, he hit 13 homers, knocked in 57 runs, which was seven more than last season. He had the most RBIs he has had since 2022, his final season in Milwaukee, and Kutch was able to also do it in 135 games. He played in more games than he did in 23 and 24. So it could be that we just witnessed the final games of Andrew McCutchen in the black and gold. 12 years spent in Pittsburgh. The career OPS plus for him as a Bucco is 130. He hit 248 home runs in his Pirates career. He was able to collect several accolades over the last couple of seasons. And the three-year run here was awesome. Getting to see him possibly finish out his career in Pittsburgh was something that I was hoping for as his career went on. And we were able to get it after he was traded back in 2017, and now we get Andrew McCutchen back for a three-year stretch, but this could be it. Austin, how did this sit with you when you heard Jason Mackey bring it up yesterday? I asked him if the reunion tour would continue. He does not feel confident. He said he doesn't think it's going to happen.
It doesn't sit well with me, but I do feel a little bit better after seeing what McCutchen had to say on Twitter about the comments yesterday. As North Shore 9 put it out there, what Mackey said, and McCutchen just commented, LOL, to the post. So I would bring back McCutchen. I think that he was not one of their big problems last year. I think the argument that they should look to upgrade a DH is good and is true. But let's be realistic here. They have to upgrade at left field, third base, shortstop, and figure out what you're doing at catcher, be on the priorities list before you address DH. Like, unless you're bringing in a power-hitting thumper that wants to come here and will only DH, okay, let's have that conversation. But you have to find other positions. McCutchen is better than what they had at all those other spots. And I would rather address those first and would be fine with him coming back and batting seventh.
Yeah, I mean, the only guy that had an OPS plus above 100 that played in a normal amount of games was Spencer Horwitz. The only guy. By the end of the season, he had a 118 OPS plus. His actual OPS was 787. And he played in 108 games. He had 11 homers. He knocked in 51 runs. He hit 272. I thought he was pretty good. I mean, that trade looks phenomenal because of what happened with Luis Ortiz, but it would still look pretty good because Ortiz, even before the trouble that he got into, was not having a good year in Cleveland. And Horwitz, even though he missed the first part of the season, turned out to be their best offensive player. So I think that there is a guy there that can hit 15 or so home runs, maybe even 20. I don't know. But I mean, I think 15 for Horwitz seems like it could be reasonable if he played more of a full season. Outside of that, this sounds ridiculous. Every single position should be on the board for them to upgrade because every single guy was below average. And I agree with you, too, that Andrew McCutchen should not be like the first guy that they cut bait from, but it's not like every other position that they have and that they put in that batting order should be a job that's up for grabs, is what I'm saying. So
right.
if they can find an upgrade anywhere, that's what they should do.
They should. I just feel like, look, you're not going to move off O'Neill Cruz, more than likely. Same thing with Brian Reynolds. Those are the stabilized positions. Nick Gonzalez, I would think so too. Maybe Horwitz. And you hope for more improved growth and added growth from those guys. You need big bats at those other spots. And I don't feel like McCutchen was so much of an issue last year, and he's even been outspoken that he'll play the field. Why they're so hesitant to do that, I don't know. Maybe it's McCutchen just trying to control the narrative with that. I think that he could still go out there and play once a week out and right. I just feel like they need to give him the trust to do it. He looked fine out there early in the season when he did.
Right, I agree. And Brian Reynolds actually sucks in the field. So I've also had the thought that what if Andrew McCutchen was just simply like a platoon player and he would play in right field? I mean, every single year he has signed back for what, 1 year, $5 million? I mean, that's nothing. And he has actually played better than that value pretty much all three of these seasons. Even though he wasn't, you know, great, he was below average this season. I just think that the price you pay there, he was still playing just fine. What if they made, if they didn't make a true upgrade at DH, what if they made that Brian Reynolds? What if they went out and got a corner outfielder that could play majority of the week and you spell that guy with McCutchen, or you just sprinkle McCutchen in between right field and left field, like somewhere where he can still play a little bit? He should not be a key contributor to the offense. Like Andrew McCutchen, who will be 39 years old, he should not be somebody that plays in 135 games at this point.
But he can bat in the bottom of the order and still be productive. Pete Crow Armstrong is batting seventh for the Cubs. Like, I'm not saying McCutchen is still at that level, but it helps lengthen your lineup, Donnie. And if you can add two big bats, whether it's a Keller trade, which I still think they'll probably be underwhelmed with, and a free agent addition that can bat third and fourth, with Reynolds batting second and O'Neill Cruz batting fifth, you could stretch Nick Gonzalez further down the lineup to bat him around six or seven, McCutchen seven or eight. That just makes you so much more of a respectable lineup in a better team, especially before Connor Griffin gets here.
Right.
And then you add Griffin with two bats that you acquire. We're not talking about Spencer Horwitz type of pieces. We're talking about real bats, and I know that's holding out hope. You can legitimately talk about this team winning 84, 85, 86 games. That's all it took for the Reds at 84 wins to get in.
That's something else that's just so frustrating because it didn't take the Reds all that much to go from 2024 to this year, they improved by, what, 6 or 7 games, and that got them into the playoffs? And okay, you can have the rebuttal like, well, they lasted a whole 2 more games than the Pirates did. I don't care. The point is they made it, and they also gave their fans, they played entertaining baseball in the final month. They played meaningful baseball in the final month. That is something that I think would even go a long way, because we haven't seen that in such a long time. I mean, I think Jared Triolo is going to be a guy that sticks around. They may just take a wash on him offensively, unless he actually does continue to do what he did here at the end of the season, which was actually play pretty well at the plate. We know what he brings on defense, though. So maybe that's where they say, okay, this guy can play short or third. Connor Griffin comes up here. Let's bump Jared over to third base. And then the infield goes Horwitz, Gonzalez, Griffin, Triolo. I think Rafael Flores should be the team starting catcher. Henry Davis, the only reason he will be on the team or should be is that Paul Skenes loves the guy, because he has been a massive bust of a first overall pick. They need to improve the outfield. But again, do you want to move Cruz again? Probably not. And what do you want to do at left and in right? Like, I think those are some of the biggest questions that they have.
So what we're saying is they don't have any problems with the offense whatsoever, Donnie, and it'll all just be easily fixed.
Well, that's probably what they'll go in and do, and they'll say, hey, don't worry, we trust our guys to get better. And then opening day 2026, the starting left fielder will be Jack Sawinski.
Internal improvements with Henry Davis, who I still like. I just wish he could figure it out behind the plate. Jared Triolo at third, and some shortstop that you've never heard of playing until Griffin gets here.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, what's his name, Cam Devaney?
It might be Cam Devaney, yeah. Maybe Leiver Peguero gets another opportunity.
Oh, man.
Anybody else in the minors? Billy Cook, Nick York, have anything to say?
I am so worried that it is going to be, and I said as much the other day, Austin. I think they made a massive mistake bringing Ben Cherington back. And, if their argument is going to be, well, there's a looming lockout in 2027, why would we bring in a guy for just one season? Who knows what happens after this? The guy has gotten 6 years, and I know that the owner doesn't give him the most money to work with, but even when he does give him some, he doesn't spend it on the right things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, he has very often come up empty with free agent acquisitions or trades. He has hit a couple. He has hit a couple. You go back to like the first Bailey Falter trade for Rodolfo Castro. Yeah, that was a big win for him. Spencer Horwitz looks like a big win. He's a nice player. They have to get it right with a Mitch Keller trade because he is their big piece. They have to get something comparable back for him that could either play third base or in the outfield.
It's a huge disappointment because I feel like I'm echoing a lot of what the fan base thinks when you just don't have the confidence that they're going to be out there, be able to go out there and acquire these pieces that we are talking about just because they haven't proven it. Like, Spencer Horwitz is the best hitter that this franchise has acquired during this six-year run. I mean, can you name another? Like, Brian Reynolds was the old regime, right?
Mm-hmm.
O'Neill Cruz.
As was Cruz.
Was the old regime. They drafted Connor Griffin. Great. He's not here yet. Nick Gonzalez is the second best guy right now. And I like Gonzalez, but he only had 5 home runs this year. He had, what, 25 RBIs? So
30.
Sure, a lot of guys weren't getting on base in front of him, but you still need to see a little bit more power production from a first-round pick who was, a top 10 guy.
Yeah, I'm also kind of surprised that Matt Haig's job is safe. I mean, I get it was just 1 year, but man, you step in for Andy Haynes, who did a horrible job, and we thought, okay, nice. Like, it can't be any worse. Yes, it can, and it was. They put together a historically bad offensive season. So even if it was just 1 year for Haig, I'm really surprised he's still around. I mean, he must have a good relationship with Don Kelly, because I do think it's good that they're moving on from some guys and letting Don Kelly put together his own staff. I don't know how Haig was safe after what this team did offensively.
I don't think that it's an automatic that he's not back. Like, sure, they announced all the pitching decisions, and that was final because those guys were all on expiring contracts. But, I mean, think about when they did everything with Hurdle during the last game. Then Huntington was a little bit later on. We got the news on Coonley, right? You know, not directly after the season. They could still make a move, but the further and further we go, the less likely it is.
And the Oscar Marin thing, I know people have quickly jumped at the team was seventh best in ERA. They have a great young pitching staff. Why was this guy fired? Like, why is he looked at as the scapegoat? I mean, he wasn't a perfect coach, though, either. I mean, there are plenty of examples of guys that did not work out here in the last couple of years that have gone on to have success, or guys that really needed retooled to figure things out. Why hasn't Mitch Keller ever been able to put together a complete season? I think that's a concern. Quinn Priester, all of a sudden, this guy is one of the best pitchers on the best team in baseball. Why couldn't he figure it out here? Like, he was viewed as a Pirates failure, a former first-round pick back in 2019. And to be quite honest, I think my mother could be the Pirates pitching coach, and she could let Paul Skeens just go out there, do what he does, and he would win the Cy Young.
We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop.
Period, full stop, Donnie. Period, full stop.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, I think a good, like, local high school football reference here. My mother could have been the Jeanette football coach in 2007 and 2008. They had a kid named Terrell Pryor who nobody could stop. That would be what it's like coaching Paul Skeens. That's just how good the guy is. So I don't know how much of the expertise of Oscar Marin it really took. I mean, some of the younger guys who came up and were good, yeah, those should be in the pro column for Marin. But then we also heard yesterday another question that we brought up to Jason, and it was a true or false that got thrown out there, and he said true. It was that he did not get great reviews from the pitching staff out the door. The exit meetings were not very kind to Oscar Marin, and I would think if Paul Skeens is somebody who voiced an opinion like that, the dude's gone, or they're not going to work hard to bring him back, you know, re-sign him as a coach, extend him as a coach. You know, whatever you want to say about it to keep the guy around, Paul Skeens should have a lot of weight that he can pull in this organization.
I put this on Twitter like right when the news came down because it's the first thing that just popped into my mind. Like, if Oscar Marin is gone, you would imagine that Paul Skeens is okay with it, right? Like, coming off of a Cy Young season and your pitching coach is gone? Like, you would think that Skeens, that they released, ran it by him, where if they're going to move off of Marine, Skeens would have given it an okay. And I don't know if he's in the meetings and everything with Ben Cherington or Don Kelly figuring that out, but I imagine that they at least consulted him. Hey, what do you think of Oscar Marine? Do you think we should keep him around? Do you think that we can find better? I think Skeens just has that power and authority that other pitchers don't have, where maybe he had a little bit of insight in this. They would not have made a move if Paul Skeens did not want them to make a move.
I think he's so good, and the Pirates are in kind of a different situation where, you know, normally it's not a good idea to allow a single player to dictate some of the moves you make. Paul Skeens is the best player this team has had in, what, you know, probably since Barry Bonds?
Since Bonds, yeah.
So we're going 30-plus years back, and the Pirates have been so bad over the course of that time. This guy should, you know, not be the one that is making the calls in free agency and signing the players, but he should be somebody that they consult. He should absolutely be somebody they consult about almost every decision they make. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's how good the dude is. And they only have an opportunity with him for a couple of more seasons, if that. Who knows what happens once they hit the lockout in 2027. One more thing I wanted to touch on with last night, as we also take a look at what the MLB postseason schedule looks like. So the wild card series went like this. Detroit winning yesterday 6-3. They took the series 2-1. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field to take the series in 3. The Yankees winning games 2 and 3. They shut out the Red Sox last night 4-0 to win the series in 3. The Dodgers made quick work of the Reds 10-5, then 8-4, doubling them up in both games to win the series in 2. NLDS and NL Central matchup that begins tomorrow in Milwaukee. The Brewers hosting the Chicago Cubs. ALDS tomorrow in Toronto. Yankees and Blue Jays, an AL East matchup. A fun one between two big markets, the Dodgers and the Phillies in Philadelphia tomorrow night at 6:30. And then an 8:30 start time tomorrow night, game 1 between the Tigers and the Mariners in Seattle. So that is the look at the divisional series around baseball. But last night, Austin, I thought it was an interesting spot for some sports fans to be in. You get Thursday night football. It's a game that you can only watch now on Amazon Prime, so it's not as easy as splitting the TV screen like you may be able to do on YouTube TV or whatever your cable provider is. I'm just, you know, talking about the one that I have at home. You're on two completely different apps. You have to use Amazon Prime to watch the football game, and you could have watched Yankees and Red Sox winner take all in that series on ESPN or ABC last night, whatever channel you used for that, which you could just find on regular old cable or whatever you have. What got your viewership last night, Austin, last night around 8 p.m. when the baseball game began and the football game began not long after?
So I actually worked a volleyball game yesterday at 6 o'clock, and I was keeping an eye on the Cubs game against San Diego, and I was also keeping an eye on the Yankees game. But ultimately, when I went home, it was Yankees until the end of the game, and then I put Thursday Night Football on. I love playoff baseball, Donnie. I will consume every minute of it that I can, every ounce of playoff baseball, partly because I just crave it to be back here so much. And there's so much drama. The games are close. Other than the Dodgers-Red series, every game was by either one or two runs for the most part. And I think it's going to be the same way in these divisional round games. I will be locked in on Saturday, split-screening it with college football before I ultimately have a game on my hands.
Yeah, I was locked in on the baseball game until maybe the sixth or seventh inning, when it really looked like the Red Sox just had no chance. They weren't able to get back into that game. The Yankees had the big inning where they put three or four runs on the board, and it just didn't feel like the Red Sox had any juice left to get into it in the final few frames. So then I did throw on Thursday Night Football after that. So probably not until early third quarter when I tuned into the football game last night, which was also available to be heard right here on 93.7 The Fan, courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.